Hallelujah, for it is good to sing praises unto our God, for praise is pleasant and beautiful. He declares his words unto Jacob, his statutes and his judgments unto Israel. He has not dealt so with the other nations which have not known his judgments. Hallelujah. Another psalm that starts and ends with praise and hallelujahs. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. We welcome you into our hearts and our lives as we delve into your word, your living bread, your spiritual food that nourishes our souls, our hearts. As physical food nourishes the body, so your word nourishes us in our spirits. Our readings today, Psalm 147, verse 19 and 20. He declares his words unto Jacob, his statutes and his judgments unto Israel. He has not dealt so with the other nations which have not known his judgments. Hallelujah. Good morning, saints. In the Old Covenant, God is dealing with the Israelis, God's chosen people. In the New Covenant, he is dealing with his body, the church, the ecclesia, the called out ones. The children of God, that's you and me. So when it says he has not dealt this way with any other people, it means he only deals this way with the people that choose to follow him. In Matthew 7:23 it says, and then I will declare to them, I never knew you, depart from me, you who practice lawlessness. So it's not that everyone's going to a better place. It's that whoever chooses to be the child of God. John 1:12 said, but as many as received him, to them he gave the right to become children of God, to those who believe in his name, who were born not of blood, nor of the will of flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. Whoever chooses to believe in Jesus, they have the right to be children of God and live eternal life. In John 14, verse 6, Jesus said to him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. John 3, verse 16, in the message, this is how much God loved the world. He gave his Son, his one and only Son. And this is why, so that no one need be destroyed. By believing in him, anyone can have a whole and lasting life. In 1 John 5, verse 13, 15, also the message, my purpose in writing is simply this, that you who believe in God's Son will know beyond the shadow of a doubt that you have eternal life, the reality and not the illusion, and how bold and free we then become in his presence, freely asking according to his will, sure that he's listening. And if we're confident that he's listening, we know that what we've asked for is as good as ours. So the good news is God's free gift of eternal life, that's living forever and ever, is free to everyone. And it's up to us to choose to believe in him and therefore receive that eternal life. There's an old song that says something about everybody wants to live forever. And there is an inbuilt desire to have a relationship with God in every human being. And some people misguide that desire and chase after all sorts of funny things in this world. But some realize the love of God is available to them, and they respond to that love, and they love him back, as you and I have, and as anybody can. And so, Jesus is the only way to get to the Father, and Jesus' love is freely available to all who believe. Let us spread the good news to those lost and hurting around us, that Jesus' love is out there, available to everyone who wants to live forever.